Yes. What a chapter Shloki of Bhagavad Gita. The four most important verses. 10th chapter Gita, verse 8, 9, 10, 11. What's the first verse mean?
Aham sarvasya.
Meaning, English, Hindi, whatever.
I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts.
Buddha Bhava Samanvita. Bhava, we worship those who have booty, those who have intelligence have love. It's Buddha Bhava Samanvita. So an intelligent person will love God. With that intelligence, will understand that everything comes from God. So sometimes people argue, they say, God doesn't have sex life. We do, He doesn't. So we're more than God. Why should we go to heaven? There's no fun up there. We're having more fun down here. People argue like that. I'm not kidding. In heaven, they just fly around, play harps and stuff. You know, ding, ding, ding. But this verse is used, I heard Acharya uses this verse to describe everything means everything. Aham sarvasya, prabha, I manifest everything. Prabha means I manifest, I'm present, I manifest everything. So, enjoying man, woman is also part of God. It's manifested from God. What's the second verse? 10:9. Kataya tatsuma nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha. So that's all about bliss and satisfaction. What does everybody want in life? Everybody wants satisfaction and happiness. So how does Krishna tell to get it?
Discussion about his topics.
Talk about Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes, and he'll be a happy guy, happy girl. So shanti cha, ramanti cha. So shanti cha means your belly is full, ramanti cha means your heart and mind is full. Your belly is very full. But your heart and mind is full, empty. You have to transfer some of your account from your belly account to your heart and mind. These are Brahmins, they have an excuse. They're going to be big Brahmins because they're South Indian Brahmins. You know, you don't know whether they're Brahmins or they're pregnant. So that's 10:9. What's 10:10?
Esham satata yuktanam.
Vajasam pratipurvakanda dhamyamai. See how much Krishna talks about love in Gita. Every verse, every chapter he's talking about bhava, bhava, bhava. Sadatad bhava, bhavita. So 10:10 he's saying, Tesham Sat Yuktam Bhajatam Priti. Priti. Priti means love. Priti Sandarva. Priti means prema, means love. So he says, what does he say? Tell me in English. 10:10.
To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me.
So love opens all doors. All doors of perception are opened by love. Perception means seeing God. That's real perception. Otherwise, everyone's andha, everyone's blind. Nipashati. They see, but they're not seeing. If we have eyes, we're not seeing. If we're not seeing the truth. The truth is Om Tat Sat, spiritual reality. Absolute truth is the background of everything. Background of everything is living, loving consciousness. That's the background of everything. But we just see bodies, trees, dogs, monkeys, doggies. Behind everything is living, loving consciousness. They say the universe breathes. But astronomers and astrologers say the universe is all vapors and gases and meteorites and all this stuff. We say the universe is breathing. Inhalation of Vishnu, everything goes inside his body. Exhale, everything comes out. So all manifestation, unmanifestation, it's just like breathing. You breathe out oxygen, you breathe out carbon dioxide. So that's 10-10. 10-11, what's that one? This is for dummies. If you don't have love, then there's still hope for you. Tesham. So what the first three verses are defining the existential position of absolute truth. Then he's saying you can get me by love. Then he's saying if you don't have love, I have love. I have anugraha. I have mercy, compassion. And even if you don't have love for me, he says, Tesham, what is it?
Evanukampa.
Anukampa means compassion, mercy. So we're not showing any love towards God, but we're interested. So he gives us knowledge of his love. So it helps everybody, any condition. You try or don't try, just point your nose towards God, he'll liberate you. Our nose is going everywhere like a dog, you know? You said a dog? You said a dog follows his nose. So we follow our nose also and get our nose in other people's business. If you say that, you're sticking your nose in other people's business. That means dog. Dog, that's his business. Dog's business is put his nose everywhere. So if you're putting your nose, you know, getting involved in other people's business, you're no better than a
dog.
What is our, where are we supposed to put our nose? Nose is pointing which way? Forward. It's good. Go that way. Don't go back, don't go to the past, that's lamentation. Don't go to right and left, that's called chanchoman. Go forward, like an arrow. Tirena bhakti yogina. What's that verse?
Akama
sarva kama. Akama sarva kama, moksha kama dhari. Tirena bhakti yogina. So like a laser beam, we should shoot straight and fast. So that's the nutshell verses of the Gita. What are they, Frederica?
Chapter 8, verse 8.
Chapter 10?
Chapter 10, verse 8, 9, 10, 11.
Tell me one verse. Acha. It's okay. Tell me in English. We just discussed four verses. Tell me what you heard from one verse.
That Krishna gives the intelligence to worship him.
To attain him.
To attain him.
If what? Priti Bhajatam.
And worships him with love.
Love is the key. Tesham Sadhata Yuktanam.
Tesham Sadhatam Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayantite.
Very good. Thank you. Very good. You're a gold medalist. through Hare Krishna somewhere? No, it's right here. Okay, that's that.